Trevor Medina coming up in 30 minutes. Her campaign for governor being watched around the nation, just as Massachusetts was watched with Mr. Brown unseating that, what they thought was invincible Kennedy seat. She's coming up in 30 minutes. Over the next 20 minutes, then that short segment in between, I'm going to cover news. We have Kurt Haskell, attorney at law with his wife. They're flying back from Amsterdam Christmas Day. They see a sharp-dressed man bring the underwear bomber through security, doesn't have a passport. He gets him on board the plane. Other witnesses say someone's videotaping him from seats behind the whole time, trained on him, then during the bombing. FBI says that tape doesn't exist. Sharp-dressed man doesn't exist. And they said that Kurt Haskell didn't see another man where the drug dog, the bomb dog, once they got to Detroit, the bomb dog runs over. They've got him in the customs, runs over to this guy's bag. They bring him over, bring him behind closed doors. The FBI says, obviously, for your safety, everybody get out of here. They get him out, and the FBI comes to Haskell's office. You didn't see that. That didn't happen. No, that's not going on. We're not going to talk about it. They told the media it wasn't going on. They changed their story 5, 6, 7 times. I lost track after 6. Kurt's been following it closely. He survived all this. And then all these witnesses came out on TV and said, no, Kurt Haskell's right. We saw that happen. He's not lying. He's not lying about any of it. Well, now, Sunday it came out, 5 days ago, authorities were watching different Nigerian on Christmas Day flights, CNN. But what a way to take a huge issue and just kind of put it out there like it's milk toast. Okay, there was somebody else. Yeah, they did arrest him, but we're not going to talk about it. Kurt, there's a definite cover-up, and you've been vindicated in triplicate.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks for having me back.
You bet, brother.
Not only that, but I don't know if you caught the ABC News article that came out over the weekend. There were a couple sentences knock in the bottom of this article about female suicide bombers. I don't know if you caught this.
No, tell us.
I'll read it to you word for word. Federal agents also tell ABC News they're attempting to identify a man who passengers said helped Abdul Muttalab change planes for Detroit when he landed in Amsterdam from Lagos, Nigeria. Authorities had initially discounted the passenger accounts, but the agents say there is a growing belief the man may have played a role to make sure Abdul Muttalab did not get cold feet.
Oh, my God, you've been vindicated by them on that. But obviously they think the trail's cold now. They have all the surveillance footage. They knew you were telling the truth. They were involved in a cover-up. But Kurt, this is huge.
Well, that was my take on it, but unfortunately for ABC News, they buried it in the bottom of a seemingly unrelated article about female suicide bombers heading here from Yemen. To me,
what's the headline? What's the headline on that? What's the headline?
The headline is alert, : female suicide bombers may be heading here from Yemen. It's from Saturday, ABCNews.com.
I've got it. Here it is.
Article.
Excuse me, I've got it. Unbelievable, Kurt.
Yeah. That was my thought, too. My thought was, okay, why is this not front page news everywhere, number one? Number two, why are you burying it at the bottom of this article? Number three, why did you initially discount my story to begin with? It's not like I'm not credible here.
And, of course, they had COINTELPRO posing as the Patriot Movement attacking you. All the usual suspects. I mean, it never ends, Kurt. And when you add the fact that there was coordinated lies and stories being told about you, despite all the other witnesses, and you add how they were already getting in Yemen, that's now confirmed, Washington Post, they were planning to already launch a bigger attack, 2,000 troops there, relaunching the naked body scanners. Everything comes together, stage. But I know. Well, we'll get your take on that and recap the bombshells you just dropped. I mean, I literally was coughing in amazement because I knew this confirmed everything you were saying, and then even more is confirmed about this guy helping him get on the plane in Amsterdam. They clearly knew that, and the biggest issue when I come back, the key straight ahead.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kurt Haskell is our guest, and I wanted to get him on all week because CNN reported, okay, there was a second person we pulled off, we arrested. The bomb dog did go over. Other witnesses confirmed that when the government denied it. Now I have the ABC News article that just at the bottom says, oh, yeah, in fact, we'll read the quotes again, just says, oh, yeah, we are looking at somebody that helped him get on a plane. Now, here is the key issue that no one is pointing out except Kurt and myself and a few others, but no mainstream media. Who is a person without a passport who gets people through security and on planes? Who can do that? Amsterdam had naked body scanners before this happened. I mean, they have some of the highest security in Europe. How on earth was this able to take place? This should be headlines everywhere. How did this person, this supposed terrorist, is able to get through security? I mean, somebody who's shepherding terrorists on the planes. I mean, this should be a three-alarm emergency with them questioning everyone at that airport day one. But for over a month, Kurt, they've been saying that you were wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, they've had the surveillance video all along, and they knew I was right all along. That's the big question. Why, you know, why haven't they admitted I was right and come out and shown the video of this man and asked us to identify him? By the way, notice what they're not, still not admitting to, the part of my story that says, someone helped him on the plane, posing him as being from Sudan and getting him on without a passport. You're still not admitting that part of my story. Why not?
Well, the fact that government would cover this up from day one is more evidence they're behind it. The fact that they were already in Yemen getting ready to launch public attacks on Yemen. The fact that they were getting ready to promote the naked body scanners going in worldwide, including courthouses. Within minutes of the attack, they were saying, don't worry, the scanners are coming. We just got them because of this. Turns out they ordered them a year before. I mean, you can see this is an entirely concerted effort, and you told me privately off air, well, I don't know if you want to talk about that, that what you thought the FBI was doing in your office and the way they behaved.
No, I don't really want to talk into anything we talked about off the air.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, I don't really know who's behind it or why it's being covered up. I mean, people can make their own judgment calls on that. All I know is that, you know, the official story has been not truthful since the start, and now it's coming out bit by bit, vindicating myself and showing that, in fact, I have been telling the truth all along.
Well, you were on an airplane and almost got killed with your wife. You're just telling the truth, and much of your story's been confirmed by the other passengers.
Right. You know, and, you know, don't lose track of the point, too, that we're victims here from not only Abdul-Muttalib, but now from our own government. I mean, we're both attorneys. We have our own business. Our livelihood depends on our reputation in the community. And here we have our own federal government basically coming out and calling us liars all over the press. We're not too happy about it.
Well, you're a lawyer. I don't know if this is your specialty, but, I mean, isn't this defamation? Don't you have a suit?
It's not my area of specialty. It's something I'm going to look into, whether I have a case or not. I don't know. I have retained an attorney to handle a civil suit, not a defamation suit, but I'm letting him handle that, and I don't really want to get into any more details.
Oh, so that's breaking.
The case hasn't been filed yet.
Is this breaking news right now?
I've told a couple other reporters that I've hired an attorney, and the case will be filed shortly. But that's really the extent of the details I can give at this time because I'm letting my attorney handle the cause of action when it will be filed. So.
And you can't tell us, I mean, is it against the Aviation Administration, FBI?
I'm letting him decide who he wants to take action against. I'm leaving everything up to him because I'm not a civil attorney. I'm a divorce attorney and a bankruptcy attorney. Those are his areas of specialty and not mine.
I understand the law is so complex. Specializing is the only way to go. Recapping this, Kurt, I mean, this is blowing me away that we're talking, this came out January 22nd in both CNN and ABC, two separate bombshells. I only knew about the CNN because it's buried in here, and the ABC, it's buried in the article. And that's pretty big news that somebody can get past security and that supposed terrorists run the airport now.
I don't know that I would say that, but it's certainly suspicious why they're covering it up. And you know, one other thing, Alex, I read another article, and I can't remember where this was, but it was in the past few days, saying when Muttalib was still in first class being arrested by the police, he kept telling them that there was another bomb on board. Again, this backs up my story that another man was arrested after we landed with a bomb in his carry-on bag. That doesn't appear in the news anywhere that I know of, up until I read the story a couple days ago.
And Muttalib is pleading not guilty.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know how he could be found not guilty.
You saw that headline that he pled not guilty, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's the typical stance you take when you want to make a plea deal, so I'm really not surprised at that.
Well, my whole issue is studying black ops. This is classic. In case after case, even one day in September about the Munich bombing and the Olympics, at the end, they have the former head of German intelligence just go, oh, by the way, to free the Palestinian terrorist, we staged a hijacking of our own aircraft to exchange. I mean, they just admit false flag terror at the end of the film narrated by Michael Douglas. I mean, it won an Academy Award. They just put it out there at the end. like it's no big deal. I've seen this so many times, it makes my head spin. The guy probably, he acted like a mental deficient. Everybody said that. His dad's saying, you know, he's going to attack. He's at these training bases. Stop him. He doesn't get on the terror list. There's other people on board videotaping. He says there's another guy with a bomb. They cover up all these different facets and angles. Somebody gets him through security. I believe from past operations, the only thing that fits as a Sherlock Holmes here is he was told he was taking part in a drill, and that's why we're videotaping it. It's okay, young man. And whatever they put in his pants, he didn't know what it was going to do. We know when 7-7, they'd hired some of the guys to be part of drills. There was a drill of the exact same location, exact same time, exact same place being attacked. That's 20-something Trector Gillian. We had an actuary done on it. One out of 20-something Trector Gillian. I forget the exact numbers. I think one out of 23 Trector Gillian. That's trillions of times all the grains of sand in all the world. It's nearing infinity. But I know, Kurt, you like to stick to the facts, being vindicated, 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 vindicated. But this is stinking to high heaven.
Well, you're right. I can't draw any conclusions from it, but you're right. It does stink. Wouldn't it make more sense for the FBI to have come out and said, look, we're investigating Mr. Haskell's claims. We'll let you know after we've taken a look at them. That's not what they did. They came out and said, basically, I'm a liar. Refused to show me the video. To me, they should have showed me the video from the start so I could identify this man and taken the investigation from there. They didn't do that either. Why not? And, you know, there was another article, Alex, I think it was from January 18th in the New York Times, where it's indicated that government officials had wiretaps in Yemen, and they found out that someone named Umar Farouk would be attacking the U.S., and I believe it even named the day on Christmas Day this year. Now, why isn't that coming out more in the public? And if you had this information, why wasn't he stopped? How did he get on our flight? I don't know. Something doesn't make sense here.
Well, Kurt, take care of yourself and your wife. Be safe. Incredible bombshells. We'll get reports up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's so many government hoaxes and cover-ups. I'm like somebody in a batting cage with 15, you know, batting machines shooting balls at me, and I don't even know where to swing now. My head is spinning. But we appreciate your courage and your observance of what was happening, the fact that you were so observant. In the last 3 minutes we've got left, anything else you think you should add?
Just one other thing that happened since I was on your show last time. I got an email from a Dutch woman confirming my account of the sharp-dressed man. Now, she couldn't identify him, but she did indicate Abdul Mutlaab was in the area that I stated and was escorted to the desk with, by another person, but she couldn't identify him. But she is the only other person to come out and verify my claim of what happened before we got on the plane. And to me, you know, that made me feel vindicated even more that someone else saw what I did, because I didn't think anyone else did to that point. But she's afraid to come out in the public because of the backlash that has happened to me. So I did get an email from her, and I called her back and discussed it with her personally, and she does seem very credible to me.
Well, they stage these backlashes against anybody who is taking action and telling the truth. And you've been vindicated just over and over and over again. But we will get some reports up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with all these huge new developments that you just dropped on us, because it's always worse than I even know. Amazing. Now, give us your blog.
Yeah, my blog is my last name, Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L. And then family, all one word, HaskellFamily.blogspot.com. And it's really my wife's blog, but I post on there too, and we're always putting updates on the stories on
there continually. Great. We'll grab some of the info off that and post it in an article we're writing. Have you posted this information there yet?
I believe we have. We're continually putting updates on the page. So I think everything I said in the show today, you can go back on the blog and read.
Kurt Haskell, great job, my friend. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. There goes Kurt Haskell. We'll be right back with a brief news blitz, and then Deborah Medina, scheduled to be live on air with us one day ahead of the historic gubernatorial debate.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Just did a four-minute interview on Dallas radio. This is starting to be an everyday occurrence where I'm like hearing the breaks on radio shows. I did Russia Today last night on the Davos Bilderberg group situation going on. You know, they say no rest for the wicked, but I don't feel very wicked. I feel like a pretty good guy. And I'm like, there's no rest because I morally have to take almost every opportunity I've got to expose these people. On the news front, we do have Deborah Medina coming up, and I know she's very busy, so let's try to call her about 28 after. I want to try to get on her on as early as possible when we come back, because I want to talk to her during the break so I can find out exactly what she thinks is most important for me to bring up. And I do have with our new Twitter account, now we have the InfoWars newsfeed Twitter, InfoWars Stories. We have the Prison Planet. That's the name of the Twitter. You know, Twitter, www.twitter.com/InfoWarsStories/PrisonPlanet. We've got those two. Now we have the Twitter slash Real Alex Jones that, 500 people have signed up in 45 minutes? That's pretty neat. But we are making an attempt to actually use this and for me to use it at night and for me to, you know, really, really get involved with it and really, because I'm beginning to realize the power of it. That's why the CIA, the evidence shows, and the State Department admits they fund it and they give Twitter special treatment, because the government wants to use this like in Iran, because they can coordinate and get flash mobs going and do what they want. But so we need to invade Twitter, which we've already done, obviously, with all the other fan accounts, but we need to invade Twitter. Because if we really use it for what it's meant to do, but back against the New World Order, I mean, I can be, when we have 50,000, 100,000 members in a few months, I could be at a protest or at a news story, or I could be somewhere doing an interview, and if we get in trouble or something's happening, I could fire a Twitter out, and we've got so many listeners that there'll be people down the block that can respond with video cameras. And also, I'm going to have my staff, which they're doing now, looking at the Twitter, giving us stories, giving us ideas, giving us information. So the Real Alex Jones. So again, ladies and absolutely. Well, come in here and give them the full address, okay? It's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And I'll have that committed to memory very, very soon. You were going to say something else, Matt Ryan?
Oh, yes, just mentioning basically during the break, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. I'll give you kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into the show. I know a lot of stuff goes on during the commercials a lot of people don't get to see. So this Twitter is a way you can kind of find out what's going on during this crazy show sometimes. But it's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Also, if you wanted to keep up with the stories, also going out on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, it's twitter.com/InfoWarsStories for InfoWars. And for Prison Planet, it's twitter.com/PrisonPlanet.
Okay, thank you so much. I just plugged it on Dallas Radio, too. So, boy, I'll tell you. I wanted to point something out. Ford isn't a perfect corporation, to say the least, but they're the only company that didn't take banker bailout money, the only big one, and they're the only one still actually building plants on a routine basis here in the U.S. Remember, billions and billions of the over $50 billion total paid out to several big automakers, billions of that went to move whole plants to Brazil, Eastern Europe, Russia, and China. That's the New World Order. Just like Pucciari, the head of the IPCC, a multi-$100 million deal that he profited from, he owns it, part of it, to move steel mills from England to India. The same system. See, that's what globalism is. It's not just taxing you. It's that they get to decide who gets to operate, who gets to have a business, who gets to survive. And these are multinational global corporations. But I tell you, Ford earns $2.7 billion in 2009. They ended up making money without being part of the scam. So if there's any U.S. automaker left, if there's any automaker that's got any patriotism, it's Ford. And I don't drive or own a Ford. I've got a Chrysler. But Good news there. We'll be right back with Deborah Medina.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Back-to-back-to-back interview. She's going to join us Sunday at 5:30 on the Sunday edition to give us, in hindsight, what happened at the debate coming up tomorrow night. Deborah Medina running for the Republican primary that's coming up very, very soon. We put pressure on them, our great listeners, other people across the state. She's an in-the-fetter, and she's running against Kay Bailey Hutchinson. And, of course, good old Rick Perry. We need her. She's surging in the polls. Deborah, give us a report from inside the campaign. What's happening?
Well, we are doing debate prep today. I got into Dallas this morning, and the team is here. We're working to make sure our numbers and our data are good. I think that was one of the things that I've heard since the debate is, boy, you would answer a question. I'm able to answer those questions because I made the commitment to Texans that I was preparing to be our governor beginning in February when I started this race over a year ago. I'm continuing that work today. We've got lots of opportunity in Texas, lots of places where the bar has been really placed pretty low for excellence in government service. We're looking at raising that bar, making sure we're using the tax dollars that we're taking from moms and dads and business people across the state of Texas. We're using them frugally. We're using them wisely. We're going to use them transparently, and we're going to demand excellence in government service. I am looking forward to an opportunity to share that vision, talk with Texans tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Well, I told the story of my grandmother. My mom was driving her to physical therapy last week, and she said, "Who are you going to vote for?" And she said, "Medina, because I like her straight talk." And the fact that you are calling for getting rid of the property tax, you are calling for true freedom in this state. But I got a Twitter message from a listener. It's Opry's Heart is the Twitter question to the Real Alex Jones Twitter account. It says, can Deborah Medina address the EO forming a Council of Governors and its implication to subverting Posse Comitatus? Obama signed that executive order. He says he's going to let 10 governors speak for the states. What are you going to do against the federal takeover of the states?
Well, we're going to stand real hard using nullification and interposition. The governor has unilateral authority on interposition. I hope to be able to create a good working relationship with this legislature to get them to nullify where they need to. But I believe that when we have a champion of the people in the governor's office, we will also see an attorney general who is more active in going to federal court and fighting against the overreach of the federal government. You'll see a governor who's instructing state agencies that they are only going to enforce state law. They are not going to be the puppet on the end of the strings of Washington, D.C., dancing whatever tune Washington decides to whistle today. We are going to make sure that Texas is regulating Texas and not Washington, D.C. Those two things happen through the executive branch of the government, and then if we work closely with the legislature, we should see them not just passing sovereignty resolutions that have the equivalent of saying, you know, dirt's wet and the sky's blue, but passing law that has teeth in it to stop this overreach, this illegal federal action. These things are not federal laws. They're unconstitutional. They do not rise to the level of law. They are illegal federal action. They need to be stopped by state legislatures. Texas ought to be leading on that front.
What would your position be? There's open calls from Congress for Geithner to resign, for criminal indictments. The Federal Reserve does come into Texas. What they do does affect Texas. We could have a state investigation. Ron Paul has said that that could be one of the places against the banks and others would be grand juries. As governor, would you call for investigations of the private banking cartel?
Absolutely.
Now, shifting gears in the time we have with you, obviously you've seen the media make the point, the parallel, that just like Brown took that Democratic seat in Massachusetts, the people of Texas are sick of big government fake Republicans like Hutchinson and, of course, Perry, and that you surging in the polls, even if you don't win, you have a good chance of people get behind you right now and spread the word, that this is a message to other libertarians, constitutionalists, in the fetters, true constitutionalists, that this race has national import, just like the situation in Massachusetts.
It absolutely has national import. Alex, we've got a lot of work to do. This is about more than just, you know, showing up somewhere at a rally. You've got to go vote. And so many people say, oh, yeah, I'm voting, or oh, yeah, I voted, when in fact they did not vote. Please, please make a list of people that you know that are supporting this campaign, and then go to your courthouse during the early voting period and look to see if those people have voted or not. And if they haven't voted, call them. Make sure they get to the poll. We have got to vote. When we vote, we're going to win this race. We're not going to cause a runoff. We are going to win this race.
Well, Perry won the primary before with 500,000 votes. I mean, we've got a couple million Ron Paul supporters and true patriots in Texas.
But they've got to vote. And so many people say, yes, I will, and then it gets right down to the wire, and they do not vote. We've got to vote. We've got to hold one another accountable.
Tell folks election day, Deborah.
Vote.
Tell folks election day.
Early voting starts February 16th. It runs for 12 straight days, Monday through the following Friday, 2 weeks after, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next Monday through Friday. Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, early voting is over. Election day is March 2nd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please do not wait until March 2nd. Go vote during that early voting period. You can vote at location in your county, go vote. Make sure your family votes. Make sure your neighbors vote. We'll win this race in Texas.
All right, moving quickly because we've only got about 6-7 minutes left with you, Deborah Medina. And we'll have you back Sunday at 5:30 Central for the aftermath of the debate. But obviously, I'm sure you've heard about the old Austin Gun Show got shut down with no law, and the police just went on the news and said, hey, you can't have private sales, and basically intimidated HEB to shut it down. They've gotten a new center, the Target Center. Perry said that if the feds try to shut that down, it will be harassment. What about the harassment, the racketeering that just happened, the violation of the 10th Amendment? As governor, what would you do when the city of Austin and the BATFE, the ATF, try to shut down legal, lawful gun shows?
I think when you have a governor who sets the tone and reminds us that this is a republic, we follow law and hold our elected officials and our agencies accountable to following that law, you wouldn't have that kind of thing happening in the first place. This is not a democracy. We don't operate under popular public opinion. We follow the law, and when the law is not followed in Texas, it doesn't matter whether it's the first time. I mean, we shouldn't have to wait for it to be the 500th time that the law was broken, and that's essentially what the governor said. Oh, we'll let them get away with it this time. If they do it again, we'll get after them then. Are we going to follow the law or are we not going to follow the law? Set laws that are just and proper and then follow those laws. I have, as you know, advocated less restriction on the sale of guns, not more. It's a shame that the governor, who professes to be a Second Amendment guy, doesn't stand up for gun sales in Texas.
Deborah Medina running for governor in the Republican primary. Get out there and vote for her. She's coming up in just a few weeks in early voting. I have another Twitter question here that came into the Real Alex Jones Twitter account. Tommy Daniels Jr. asked, question for Deborah Medina, what is your position on the campaign for open carry of firearms in Texas?
I think that it's another diversion for us. We should not have to have law. What do we not understand about shall not be infringed? Let's remove the restrictions to gun ownership and gun possession. Make sure that people are able to keep, buy a gun, learn to use it, and keep it with them without regulation by the state, without regulation by the Fed. If someone uses that gun in a way that causes harm to people or property, we have laws on the books to address that, and we should use those laws. But we ought not be infringing on people's right. We cannot take away the God-given, inalienable right to protect my own life. People need to buy guns, learn to use them, keep them with them, shouldn't have to be jumping through hoops, shouldn't have to have special legislation to open carry, shouldn't have to take a CHL class, ought to be able to buy that gun and keep it.
We already have open carry. The police will just arrest you without a law. Just like you can't put a rifle in your gun rack, they'll arrest you. There's no law. They're lawless. One last Twitter question from Jay Long. He asked, would you please ask Deborah what she's doing, going to do about the superhighway plans in Texas if elected?
There won't be the superhighway, certainly in the way that it's been proposed, either as the Trans-Texas Corridor, the Port to Plains Highway, the North American Super Corridor, by any other name. It is an abuse of private property in Texas. It is a dismantling of our sovereignty as a nation and as a state. It is an allegiance and an alliance with the North American Union and other One World Order agendas. It is bad for Texas. We have got to have an audit of TxDOT. We've got to have studies of transportation from independent people, not people aligned with this big transportation machine. We've got to have transparency with the use of tax dollars.
Man,
in Texas.
We're almost out of time. We've only got 2 minutes, Deborah, because you've got to go. But I'd just love for you to be our governor. You are so good. You are so right. I mean, it reminds me that TxDOT told the legislature, you can't audit us and see our books with foreign companies in Spain like Centra and Zachary of Australia. But in closing, in the 2 minutes we've got left with you, I've got two questions for you. One statement. I think you should go on the attack, as you did, but really forcefully, and say Texas has a choice. If you want more of the same or true freedom, go with Deborah Medina. Please be even more aggressive. People are ready for you to do it. That's my advice. You know, really We need a big bomb politically to go off in their face in the info war. A, how are you going after Perry and K-Baby? And then secondarily, how do we support you going in to next month with the early voting and then into the election at the end of the month?
Well, I'm going to go after both of them on their record and on their failure to articulate a plan to restore freedom and prosperity for Texas. And you're absolutely right. I'm hitting both hard. We're drawing votes from both camps. We're drawing votes from all over Texas. We're going to continue to do that. We need elbow grease, shoe leather, and dollars. If you can help us with any of those things, prayer cover is great. You know, any of the four and all that you can apply to this campaign, we have a real opportunity here in Texas. We can win this race. Win it. Fair and square. Win it clean away, just like we won the last debate. We won that debate hands down. Hands down, every poll said Medina won that debate. That's we Texans advocating the message of freedom that our founders staked their life, their liberty, and their sacred honor for. The freedom that those kids in Tiananmen Square died for. We can win in Texas. Elbow grease, shoe leather, dollars, prayer cover. Let's get it done.
And regardless, resistance is victory. You're out there injecting real issues into the debate at the state level like Ron Paul did nationally and internationally. Standing up, we win. Now look at the banks about to get audited. Look at the private Federal Reserve on the run. Look at the flu hoax exposed. Look at the carbon tax in Copenhagen falling apart. The whole New World Order is out in the open now, and the peasants are getting their pitchforks, Deborah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we'll talk to you. I'm gonna hand you over to my producer right before you go. Deborah, we'll talk to you Sunday during the 4 to 6 p.m. program. Thank you for joining us on Sunday.
Perfect. Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow night. Everybody pray for her. Very, very exciting that that is going on and happening. And look, I got your Twitter questions in. And starting tomorrow, I kind of forgot about it for a few weeks. We're calling. The problem is we forgot for a few weeks, and then there's over 1,000 phone calls in the comment line, but we're going to continue to play some of those on the show. So definitely look forward to that. Also, but again, 1 minute comment line where you can go in and make your quick comment. Problem is, we have to wade through people that go in there and make like 30, 40, 50 a day, and that's most of the. There's probably 300 people that called, but 20 or 30 of them left like 100 messages. So. It's crazy. Oh, man. I mean, having this much grassroots support, having these many tens of millions of listeners in the aggregate, millions that tune in every week, we look at the numbers for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. There were over 5 million different IP addresses that came into Infowars.com the last month. 5 million. Just over 4 million for Prison Planet. That's 5 million different people at one, 4 million on the other. InfoWars had over 50 million page views. That's not hits, folks. A hit, they trick you with that number. That's every graphic or whatever on the page. You know, 5 people visit your site, you get 100 hits. No, no, we're talking about devastating amounts of traffic against the New World Order. I mean, everything we write, everything we post, everything we do just has huge effect. And believe me, I know the responsibility of that, and I'm not perfect, and I'm trying to step up to the plate in this position we're in. Just remember, though, there's a lot of dirty tricks, getting run against myself, Deborah Medina, Ron Paul, everybody else, because we're on the right side of history, because we're telling the truth, because we're getting involved. I want to come back with a really serious news blitz at the very end of the show. Very, very serious news blitz. But before I do that, I also want to encourage everybody to support us. We have shadow government that is really a hot video. I saw it. We only carry what I think is the best. It's got Daniel Estulin. It's got so many other G. Edward Griffin's in it. It's got Catherine Albrecht and so many others, and it really exposes the New World Order, the Cashless Society Tracking Grid, the RFID, obviously Fall of the Republic. This is the film to shatter the left-right paradigm, to wake up fake right-wingers, left-wingers, to really know who the enemy is, the big offshore banks, the carbon tax fraud. It's all in here. Obviously, the Obama deception. And there's a new video I consulted on that exposes the drug war, the government drug dealing. It's a lot more hardcore than American drug war. That just exposes how immoral it is and how It puts money into the drugs by making them illegal and makes more people use them. This is a hardcore film that Kevin Booth has made, and it ships the 15th of next month. In 17 days, it's being mass manufactured right now. I'm paying for it to be manufactured. I'm actually the one manufacturing it. So how weed won the West, and it explains how it's a states' rights issue, how the government's caught dealing the drugs, how they don't want people to have medical access to it, but how this is really setting the precedent for states' rights. Because if the states can decide their own marijuana laws, you want to ban it, want to legalize it, want to decriminalize it, that's the people of the state. They elect the legislature. It's the law. But now other states are saying, well, we'll have our own manufacturing of guns, Montana and now others. Or, you know, we'll have our own gun laws. Some states are saying we're just going to ignore your federal gun laws because that's what the Constitution says. This is the rebellion at the state level. Pre-order How Weed Won the West. Absolutely amazing documentary available at Infowars.com right now. And the trailer's up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. Or just Google How Weed Won the West trailer, Alex Jones. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with a key news blitz. Stay with us.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply. One seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment, News Blitz. Gag order on David Kelly Records could be lifted. London Guardian. Remember, they suicided him The police walked up. Five men in black uniforms ran away. There was no blood from his slit wrist, no dissolved pills. They killed him. And then after that happened, they covered it up and put a 70-year gag order. But all these doctors and lawyers are suing and demanding it be open, and they're saying, okay, we may do that. Obama likely to rebrand climate bill. Just like they've got a new banker looting robbery bill, they falsely branded it as a bailout. They weren't in trouble. It was just more thieving. Now they're going to call it a jobs bill, despite the obituaries being written for Senate passage of the cap-and-trade bill this year. President Obama is expected to reiterate his call for comprehensive clean energy, but it's not clean energy, it's a tax, and climate change legislation, and to rebrand it as part of his job creation agenda. So that's going on. Continuing here, mad scientists want to stimulate volcanoes to block sun because the Earth is too hot when the Earth has been getting colder for at least a decade, and that's a normal cycle. Paul Joseph Watson, key article there. Continuing, the Mail newspaper, Climategate scandal, scientists broke the law by hiding data from government skeptics. Researchers at the University of East Anglia breached the Freedom of Information Act by refusing to comply with a request for the data, and the emails show they colluded. That's the big crime I told you a couple months ago, and now it's coming out. It's obvious what crimes are. How they brag, we've talked to the government, we're going to suppress it illegally. So that is continuing. Compulsory PERV scanners upset everyone. The Register, the European Union Court of Human Rights, is going to love this. The debate over the use of scanners in the UK airports is rapidly turning into a knockabout farce as the Equity and Human Rights Commission takes a firm stand on some people's right to privacy, while government disrespects everyone's right and prepares to hand over loads more when it doesn't essentially lose the argument at the European court. And they're saying you will not be allowed to refuse the naked body scanner if you fly in or out of England. So that'll be a big boycott of that country going on that front. Ron Paul tells Neil Cavuto the government wants inflation devaluation of the dollar. And he talks about why they want to do that. We have that video up at a key article at Infowars.net by Steve Watson. This is a very important article. Ron Paul agrees they're doing this by design. Well, of course they are. Pentagon calls for Office of Strategic Deception from Raw Story. And then it gets into how they admit how they're specifically lying internationally and domestically through the media and blogs and putting out disinformation. Wired Magazine is also reporting on that. In the first hour, I covered little Timmy Geithner and how much trouble he's in. Open talk of criminal indictments and demands on the dais that he resign. So, again, more good news there. But, again, the New World Order's here. They're oppressing us, but people are waking up and getting angry at all their criminal activity. It's our job to just say, no, I'm not going along with your criminal activity. So that is just some of what we covered. I'll play more of his State of the Union tomorrow and more of the grilling of Paulson. We didn't even get to that and what that swindler did. Call them out for what they are. Crooks. Like I do in Fall of the Republic and Obama deception. Now mainstream accepted because the facts are the facts. Well, that was an incredible show today. Let me tell you what's coming up in the rebroadcast and at the free podcast you can subscribe to in the listen page of Infowars.com. Mark Dice, Darwin Bedeker, Kurt Haskell, Deborah Medina. All coming up in the retransmission. We'll see you back here live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.